Joining me now at the San Diego Storytelling Festival in 2019 is Garrett. Garrett, welcome.
Welcome to you. Thanks for doing this.
You're welcome. I think you would like to talk about your father.
I would.
Is there an individual story or something in general you'd like to share?
It's an individual story, and it has to do with the latter part of his life. When my father was, he was in his 90s, and he was still very active and living independently. And at the time, my sister was down visiting. I have an older sister. And I had a concert. I'm a musician. And so that evening, I invited my father to come to the concert. But he told me that he wanted to stay home, that he didn't really, he hadn't been feeling all that well. And so my sister and I went to the concert. And toward the end of the concert, I got a message. I had bought him one of those things that you wear that you can alert the people so that if there's an emergency, they send you to the hospital or they call the ambulance. So he had been reluctant to use this or carry this around, but that evening he had managed to hit the button and he had been taken to the hospital. So right after the concert, we went to the hospital to see him, to see what was going on. He had had a fainting spell and hit his head, fallen down and hit his head. But he had totally recovered and didn't want to stay in the hospital. But we convinced him that he should at least follow through with the protocol, because if we released him without the protocol, then they wouldn't be liable. And
and
it was in his 90s and everything. And it was kind of ironic that he had finally used the little thing. And he even told me he wasn't wearing it. He had to crawl into his room and to get the little button to push it. But it had served its purpose. But anyway, after that, you know how you hear when someone is old like that, that sometimes a fall really makes the big difference. Usually it's because they, break their hip or something like that. But in this case, he hadn't actually done that. But hitting his head like that really changed his attitude. And suddenly he became not as independent as he had been. And when he realized that he couldn't drive, that he didn't feel up to driving, and that he probably wasn't going to be able to live by himself anymore and stuff like that, he became actually very disturbed. And at one point, he actually came to me and said, "You know, I don't actually want to live anymore. I've had a wonderful life, a long life, and really enjoyed myself. But now the prospect of not being able to be independent anymore is something that I can't really conscience. And I just don't want to continue living." And so because I've had a little bit of training, I asked him point blank, "Is there something that you're thinking of to end your life? You know, are you, do you have a plan or something like that?" And he actually looked at me and said, "No, I don't. I thought maybe you could help me." And so I was just honest with him. I said, "Well, you know, you may have this feeling that you want to end your life, but for me to help you, that could be maybe the end of my life as I know it." And I said, "So let's think about this, you know." I said, maybe you need to talk to someone about this and what's going on, and maybe that might help." And so I arranged for him to go to a therapist. And since he wasn't as independent, I actually brought him to the therapy session. And so he actually started to talk. He told the therapist that he wasn't interested in living anymore and all this stuff. And the therapist became kind of alarmed and said, wait right here, I need to go into the other room. And so when she went into the other room, I said to my dad, well, you know, if you keep telling this to people, they're probably going to actually put you in a psych ward or something. You know, I said, they'll take this seriously and they'll put you away. And I said, and I won't be able to help you. And so I said, you know, maybe you should be more careful about what you're saying. And he said, but you know, this is the way that I feel. And so anyway, this was the start of a period of time with my dad where I really became very close with him, and that it was really good that we had this opportunity to really talk straight with each other. And we did manage to get through it. There were a lot of little ins and outs, and he did end up in a geriatric psych ward for a few days. And when I visited him there, he actually said to me, you know, there are a lot of crazy people in this psych ward. I went, yeah, you know, you kind of put yourself in this position. And we would walk up and down this hall, and there was a door at the end that had like an emergency alarm and everything. And he actually looked with this mischievous little smile and said, I guess we can't go out this way. And I went, no, you're gonna have to talk your way out of this one, you know? And I was, I managed to get him released to a secure facility, and then from there into a retirement home. And he had another couple years that I was able to spend with him and visit him all the time and, you know, spend some really quality time. And I hadn't been that close to him growing up, so it really provided me with the opportunity of bonding with my dad in this special way.
What did you see of what your dad transmitted to you that you didn't know of in this time?
Well, for one thing, he talked a lot about what it was like growing up and the different jobs that he had had, and then also the different relationships that he had with people. While I had him on hospice, I met this guy that does volunteer work. And it was great because when he would come over, my dad would talk to him about his life and everything. And I, you know, I kept saying that I wanted to do like a life story and that whole thing. I never did anything formal like that. So, I mean, this was a good opportunity to bring this up again and talk about it. And I appreciate that.
Do you see any of your own traits now that you got to know him better? Anything about you that you take after him in some way?
I do. Yeah, there are some things that I have really realized that he was a real loner after my mom died, that he really didn't want to have another life or whatever. You know, it was funny because my mom was always kind of like the nagging type. And we always thought he was kind of harassed by her. But actually, what I came to realize was he really appreciated that kind of stimulation. And that that actually like fit into the kind of personality that he had. Because without her, he just kind of withdrew into his own world. And so I'm a little like that as well.